BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
How can I help you, Justin?
I'm afraid my coffee isn't hot.
You do know a flat white ain't supposed to be boiling, don't you?
I don't want it boiling, but I don't want it lukewarm either.
You should drink it quicker, then.
I beg your pardon.
You've been chatting to that woman for at least 10 minutes.
I was not talking for 10 minutes, and that woman over there is Rani Pershaw, our newest client at the stable.
Well, it doesn't matter who she is, whether she's Dolly Parton or Mother Teresa, your coffee's still going to go cold if you don't drink it for 10 minutes.
It was not 10 minutes.
Look, I can put it in the microwave for you if you want.
No, I'm not paying nearly £4 for a microwave coffee.
Well, if you want a fresh one, then you have to pay again.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Tom and Natasha aren't going to thank me for giving away free coffee. Coffees, are they? It's business, Justin, and it's not my business neither.
Oh, so this is the thanks I get.
For what?
For my help with your business plan.
Oh, we did all that work at your house for you for
sorry,
that.
Is everything all right?
Justin wants a free coffee.
I do not want a free coffee. I just want a hot coffee.
Emma, can you go and fill the dishwasher for me? The kitchen's a bit chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay. Flat white, was it, Justin?
Yes.
And the complimentary croissant, perhaps?
Oh, yes, please. Why not?
Well, where are you sitting?
Well, I was going to go out into the orchard.
One of us will bring it out to you in just a sec.
Oh, it was such a shock, honestly. My heart started hammering in my chest.
I can imagine.
And my ears.
Your ears?
You know when your heart's going so fast you can hear it in your ears, like the blood sort of pounding.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. That's horrible, that is.
I was just standing by the fruit and veg, wondering whether I should buy a pineapple. He comes up to me. Good source of B vitamins, he says.
What?
That's what he said about the pineapple. It was ridiculous.
So where is he staying?
Some B&B in Borchester.
He's got money, then.
Oh, so it seems.
What on earth possessed him to come back after all this time?
Apparently, he had a near-death experience.
What?
A near-death experience, he said.
What was that, then?
Oh, I've no idea. Oh. I said to him, I'm not listening. I don't want to hear it. And then he followed me round the whole of the supermarket, helped me pack my bags, all smiles. I said to him, I don't want your help, but he insisted. Told the woman on the till, this is my sister, all smiles again. The woman on the till said, oh, I wish I had a brother like you.
Oh.
Honestly, I could have killed him. I nearly said to her, actually, he's a convicted criminal who put us all through the mill for years and he's only putting this on.
Oh, you should have said that. That would have been brilliant.
But I didn't want the drama, did I?
No, fair enough.
I just wanted to get out of there and get away.
Oh, Susan, poor you. Sounds awful.
Oh, why couldn't he have just stayed away, you know?
OK, so he says he wants to see Dad.
Yeah. He wants to reconnect with his father before it's too late.
And he knows Dad's away right now.
But he says he can wait. Says he's in no rush.
So does he know Dad's back tomorrow?
Well, I didn't tell him that. I just sort of fudged it.
Right.
What if we tell Dad to stay away for a bit longer?
I mean, we could. But would we tell him why?
No, we'd lie.
Oh, Susan, I'm not sure about that.
But he'll try and manipulate the situation. Manipulate Dad.
To try and get what, though?
Oh, I've no idea. But Clive's always got a motive.
I mean, Dad can't stay at Gary's forever, can he?
No, he can't. But Clive probably can't afford to stay at the B&B forever either.
Where's he getting his money?
I dread to think.
Do you think he's still... You know.
Oh, well, I've no doubt. I mean, he's full of all this. I've changed. I'm a new man. Pineapple's full of vitamin B, but I don't believe a word of it. That he's a new man, I mean. Obviously, I believe the pineapple is full of vitamin B.
The thing is, if we delay Dad coming back, then that means we might have our blooming brother hanging around Ambridge for even longer.
And the other thing is, I'm dreading word getting round that he's back.
Who knows so far?
Well, Emma knows. Because last night I couldn't get hold of Neil. He was working late, so I called her.
Do you think we should warn people?
Like who?
I don't know, really.
Oh, I can't imagine what I'd say. I would casually drop that into the conversation.
What was all that about with Justin?
Oh, you know what he's like. So superior and annoying.
But Emma, it's not just him, is it? You've been stressed out for days.
Oh, Fallon, I'm sorry.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Tell me.
I don't know. It's stressful, isn't it? Starting a new business and...
But I thought it was going well.
Yeah. So far, yeah. And I'm worried about, George and...
What's happening with George?
He's just not right at the moment.
But do you know what's going on?
Sort of. It's hard to explain. He's very nervous about going to court. It doesn't matter. Look, this is not your problem, Fallon.
But a problem shared and all that.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm okay. But I am sorry. I didn't mean to lose it with Justin.
At least you didn't yell at Jim or Jill or someone.
I would never do that.
No, I know. I know you wouldn't. Try not to worry so much, Emma. And reassure George. You know, he did a wonderful thing and the whole court will be on his side.
Yeah. Hold on. Speak of the devil. Do you mind if I answer it?
Sure, no problem. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you, Fallon. Thank you. You're great. No, you are. Hiya, love, you all right?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you not at work?
I am. I'm just in the van doing deliveries.
Well, you better be calling on your hands free.
Yes, I am. I just wondered if you'd heard from Clive.
No. Why?
Because he just called me quite upset.
Oh, did he now?
Says he bumped into Nana at the supermarket. Says she was awful to him.
Could we bribe him to leave?
Bribe him? With what?
Money, I suppose.
Pay him off? And where would this money come from?
Well, we could all chip in a little bit.
Oh, Tracy.
I know we ain't got much, but if me and you and Will, and maybe Emma and Ed if things are going well for them...
We are not giving that man money. He doesn't deserve it. He hasn't earned it. And once we start, where would it stop?
I know, you're right. I'm just clutching at straws.
What is there to eat?
Oh, not a lot. Toast?
Hiya, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you, Auntie Susan?
Does Brad know?
About Uncle Clive?
Yeah, sorry, I told him. I didn't know how we could hide it, really.
No, it's all right. It's just fine. Just don't go telling everyone in the village, will you, Brad?
Don't talk to everyone in the village.
You know what she means.
I do, and I won't.
He's not going to say anything, Susan. You know what Brad's like. He's good as gold.
No, I know. Trust you completely, Brad. And to answer your question, I'm pretty stressed out.
About Clive?
Yeah.
He wants to see your granddad.
To reconnect.
I mean, you can't really stop him, can you?
Well, that's what we're just trying to figure out.
You're clever, Brad. Come on, you can help us out.
But if Grandad wants to see Clive too...
Yeah, but he doesn't know Clive's back yet.
What the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't grieve over.
That's what Mum used to say.
I know.
But ain't Grandad got the right to see his son?
It's not about that.
It should be about that, but when it comes to Clive...
It's not.
Oh, crikey, what if that's him now? I bet it is.
Shall I get it?
No, don't. I'll get it.
Oh, please, don't let it be Clive.
How was your coffee?
No, it was absolutely perfect.
Good. I am sorry about earlier.
Oh, no, that's all right. Emma did apologise, actually.
Well, that's good.
Albeit through gritted teeth.
Sorry.
Listen, Fallon, I heard a rumour that you might pitch for one of the units at the charging station. Is that right?
Yeah, but I can't really talk about that here.
Well, if there's nobody listening, there's only two old biddies and a Jack Russell. Yeah. No, look, just tell me the gist of what you're planning.
Okay. Well, basically, I've been reading tons about the environmental cost of meat and dairy farming, so I'm thinking of opening somewhere meat and dairy free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bold.
I know. But that's what I'm passionate about. That's where my heart lies, and I really think I could make it work. I think there's a kind of sea change going on, and the demand is there, you know? You think it's a terrible idea.
You want a quick cup of George? Tracy's supposed to be working.
You want some of this toast and all?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Brad.
Aren't they going to miss you at Bridge Farm?
Not really, because they know I had a delivery for the shop.
This isn't the shop, though, is it?
Oh, Susan, leave the boy alone. He's only having a cup of tea and a bit of toast.
I don't want him to lose his job, do I? He was away all last week.
It wasn't all last week, it was half the week.
Here, you sure you don't want this?
Nah, you're all right. I've had enough.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, you two are very cute sometimes. Don't you think they're cute, Susan?
Yeah, every now and again. It was the best part of the week.
What?
George was away. Pat and Tony were fuming.
Oi, Brad, what are you doing tonight?
Seeing Mia.
Oh, shame.
Why?
I want to go to the cinema.
You, me and Mia could go together, if you want.
No, I don't want to crash your date.
We don't mind.
They don't mind. Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
We all thought you was Clive when the door went...
Oh, my heart started going again.
So did mine.
I mean, I don't really get what the big deal is with Clive.
Oh, don't you?
I think you should at least give him a chance.
Why?
Because maybe he really has changed.
Oh, you don't know what he's like, George.
I bet you can hardly remember him.
Do you want to go to the cinema tomorrow night instead?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
You haven't seen him, have you?
Who?
Clive.
No. Why would I have seen him?
I don't know.
I just feel bad for him.
I feel a bit bad for him too.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brad.
What?
Don't you start.
But what if Clive died, right?
Why is Clive going to die?
I don't know, but I heard he did have a near-death experience. Some kind of near miss.
Then he's not likely to have another one, is he?
Actually, statistically, that's not true.
What?
I mean, the maths of that doesn't really work. I could demonstrate using dice if you want.
Maybe not right now, Brad.
Right, sorry. I just think you should at least give great-grandad the choice over whether to see his own son.
I agree.
I mean, what if he found out too late? That he missed the chance? He'd be really upset, wouldn't he?
Oh, George, honestly.
Well, he would.
George has got a point.
Don't encourage him, Tracy.
But maybe we have to think about it for a minute. Put ourselves in Dad's shoes. If he finds out later that Clive was here and then Clive disappears again, Dad might be heartbroken.
Well, then... we have to make sure that Dad never finds out.
And how on earth would we do that?